Roy nodded. Climbing out of the dugout, he found Wonder Boy lying near the water fountain. Stuffy called time in, and the Pirates returned to their positions. Allie and Flores to third and first, and Roy stepped into the batter's box to face a storm of Bronx cheers. It was 0-2 on him because, except for the one he had purposely missed, Roy had turned each pitch into a foul. He watched Vogelman with burning eyes. Vogelman was almost hypnotized. His next throw was wide of the plate, ball one. Then a quick ball two, and the pitcher was nervous again. He took a very long time with the next throw, but the pellet slipped away from him and hit the dirt just short of the plate, and that was ball three. Roy now prayed for a decent throw. Vogelman glanced at Allie, edging into a lead again, kicked, and threw almost in desperation. Roy swung from his cleats. Thunder crashed. Some of the fans had seen lightning. Most of them were on their feet, raving at the flight of the ball. Allie had raced in to score, so had Flores, and Roy was heading into second when the umpire waved them all back.